D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen. We will get back into the Titans conversation shortly. But before we do that, let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt head basketball coach Mark Byington. The Commodores, the undefeated Commodores, open SEC play tomorrow afternoon at South Carolina. Hi, Mark. How are you?
What's up, guys? Happy New Year.
You as well. So, Mark, your team has already exceeded outside expectations by being one of the few remaining undefeated teams in the country. But in what areas has your team exceeded your own expectations so far this season?
Well, really what I do is I don't place expectations like you're probably the questions being asked. And the reason is because you can surpass them and then kind of get caught up in that, or you might not meet them. It's kind of a wasted energy to kind of be dejected on that. So it really is the here and now. And it's not something that we talk about with our team about rankings or being undefeated or anything like that. You know, we kind of just keep it, you know, singular focus. And right now we're trying to go 1-0 on Saturday. And that's it. That's our only goal. And what's behind us is behind us. And what's too far in front of us is too far. And just doing that to peace of mind and putting everything you can in the possible games, especially these SEC games. And then, you know, try to do what you can to try to win. And then whatever happens, you got to move on to the next.
You have multiple players who have helped you get off to this start. I want to ask you about Tyler Nickel, who has been one of the most impressive offensive players in the country so far. Where has he taken the biggest steps year over year?
Well, he's so consistent in his everyday approach. And, I mean, he's the same person every single day. And his attitude, his work ethic, you know, how he comes into the gym. And so, but him having success and him having a consistent year and playing well, it's not surprising. You know, I think the biggest thing with him is it's us finding him more, you know, as a team. That includes me as a coach. And then our guys are really sharing the ball well. And he's been, you know, someone who's really, you know, benefited off that.
We'll talk with Vanderbilt's head basketball coach, Mark Byington, who's opening up their SEC play against South Carolina this Saturday. And now, Coach, that Memphis game was a physical game for y'all. I don't think I saw many whistles being called. They allowed you guys to play. You played a physical game. You won in overtime. But then you come back and you beat Wake Forest. What did you learn about your team in that process? Because they go and they play a tough physical game, and then a week later they come and play, they go to Winston-Salem and play Wake Forest, and they pretty much had their way with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's two separate games, but the one thing was similar is being on the road. And, you know, going to Memphis, you know, NBA arena, and there's a lot of different things. And they play a style that's it almost takes you out of rhythm. They play out of rhythm, which takes you out of rhythm. And So we had our chances there. We were up 11, 12, 13. I thought we might extend it, but, you know, then they came back. And the biggest thing I was proud of that game is we went to overtime and we didn't flinch. And we went to overtime. We made the plays we had to in overtime to get the win and get a road win. And Wake Forest, we just had a different level of focus and intensity about us. It was, you know, it wasn't a game of being distracted about to go on a holiday break or anything else. And they had a great road environment. But our guys had a real singular focus of coming in. And then we started right from the opening tip and kept on going the entire 40 minutes.
We're talking to Mark Byington, head coach, Vanderbilt Commodores. And, Coach, I had a great breakfast with Eddie Fogler, my coach, back in the day. He was about to come to practice that day, or maybe he had been at your practice the day before. Kevin Anglin was there, another good former player.
Tremendous coach.
We had a great,
great coach.
Yeah, absolutely a great coach. We had a fun conversation just sort of assessing Tyler Tanner, and we all agreed what a great freshman year he had, but I don't think we had any idea that he was going to be able to make the jump that he's made so far. He looks like he has gained a couple of different levels. What have you seen? What do you think was the key to him making this kind of progress?
Well, I mean, he got a lot of experience last year, and the SEC was the toughest league ever. I mean, not just in the country, but historically ever. And he had a lot of things to build off of going through that season. And then, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, he's gotten better, but, you know, we've put way more on his shoulders. And it wasn't something that we were worried about him being ready for, but he's responded in all these different ways. He's changed his body. He's smarter. He's really got a good feel of the game and seeing the game, and he impacts the game in every possible level. You know, it's leadership, it's offense, it's defense, it's making intangible plays. And so I think, you know, with the extended minutes and extended responsibility, he's really come through on that.
Another thing that I've been impressed with, Mark, is that you've now, for a second year in a row, incorporated a lot of new guys that have come in, and they've done a lot of good things in other places, and it seems to really mesh very well. What have you learned in a real quick time period where everything changed so fast, at how to put guys together and get that chemistry?
Well, I mean, the big thing from this year is we returned three guys, and that doesn't seem like much, but that's better than returning zero guys. And so, you know, with Devin McLaughlin and two of the Tylers you mentioned, Tyler Nickel and Tyler Tanner, we were already steps ahead of where we were the previous year. And then it was filling in the guys that have to do multiple things. I mean, they have to care about winning and care about each other and obviously be talented enough to play in the SEC and do what we're trying to do. So, you know, it's just a start. You know, 2025 was great. 2026 is obviously going to be tremendously, you know, difficult and challenging and what you have to go through in this league. But the groups come together throughout this. So I still think we got many ways we can grow and improve.
One thing I notice is, especially relative to a lot of Vanderbilt teams that I've seen, you've got so many guys that are able to make a play. They can get their own shot if they need to. But knowing that there's a lot of guys that can do it, there's an art form. Like Duke Miles could probably go get a shot every time he's got the ball. But they seem to share the ball very well, and they seem to be able to have that balance between I can go get this basket or what's the best way to get the basket.
Well, so much goes into making the right decision. And, you know, as a coach, you're trying to put them in the right spot to be able to have them make the decision. But they still got to execute it and do it. And it's deciding, all right, is it my shot or somebody else's? And it sounds simple, but when you're going against the athleticism and the pace of the game and everything else, it's not that easy. But these guys are processing information quickly. And it is a contagious thing when – everybody's sharing the ball and everybody's making the right play. You won't find the one guy who's being selfish thinking, all right, well, somebody else is doing it, so I better do it. It's actually the opposite, the good part of contagious of unselfishness.
You lost a really good player. He's injured right now in Frankie Collins. How has that affected your rotation? And obviously you guys have a lot of depth, but what changes without him?
Yeah, I mean, Mike James, who's his minutes have been extended, and Tyler Harris are the main two. And, you know, they're ready for bigger opportunity and you know, more things put on them, more minutes and the game time. So, you know, they were ready to step in even before this. And, you know, we'll get Frankie back. You know, it's not a season-ending injury. We'll get him back. But in the meantime, I think we can get even stronger because those two guys that's missing keep on growing.
What do you see from South Carolina? It's never easy to win on the road in the SEC. What challenges do you see from them?
Yeah, I mean, they only lost one game at home, and going on the road is difficult. I mean, luckily, we've been there three times this year, and so that was purposeful, kind of getting ready for some SEC play. But their point guard is terrific. He was all-conference a couple years ago, Michi Johnson. He can shoot it from half court, exceptionally quick. But then the thing that always stands out with the South Carolina teams, you can even see it last year where they kind of lost some close games, was they play very physical. And, you know, it's a team that, you know, if you're a little bit off, they're going to make it, you know, a grind game and tough and physical game. And they're going to start winning the loose balls and different things like that. So it's a terrific player in Michi Johnson, but also it's our mentality of how we're going to be able to, you know, come into that arena and try to get a win.
Vanderbilt head basketball coach Mark Byington has been our guest on D-Mace. Vingan and Donick, the Commodores return to action tomorrow to open SEC play at South Carolina. Mark, thank you so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Vanderbilt, undefeated Vanderbilt, number 11 in the country at 13-0, takes on the South Carolina Gamecocks tomorrow in Columbia, a 1 p.m. start. Pregame starts at 12:30 right here on 102.5.
And where am I? Where am I, Adam? Canada. You can't watch the game
here.
Come on.
Oof. Man, too bad, Willie. Jeez. I'll tell you about it. I'll let you know what's going on.
I'm going to listen to my guys, Kevin Ingram and Tim Thompson. They're going to be my eyes tomorrow, guys. Well, so if you're listening, Kevin, you got me.